This episode is brought to you by our Hosting Handbook mini course. Whether you already started hosting your first Airbnb or you're still trying to soak up as much knowledge as you can, this course is the ultimate cheat sheet. It can transform your hosting from hobby to business. Get our coveted templates that include your welcome book, a turnover handbook, and supply closet spreadsheet, plus other great bonuses you don't want to miss. Our hosting handbook is usually priced at $297, but for a very limited time, you can get all of this for a special price of $27. Head to www.thanksforvisiting.me/hosting handbook to get instant access. Now on to the show.
You're listening to the Thanks for Visiting podcast. We believe hosting with heart is at the core of every successful short-term rental. With Annette's background in business operation and Sarah's extensive hospitality management and interior design experience, this dynamic duo has welcomed more than 2,000 guests from 25 countries, earning them over $500,000 and garnering them over 650 five-star reviews. Now they're ready to share creative ways for your listing to stand out, to serve your guests, and be profitable. Each episode will have knowledgeable guests who bring value to the short-term rental industry, or Annette and Sarah will share stories about their own experiences so you can implement actionable improvements to your own rentals. Whether you're experienced, new, or nervous to start your own short-term rental, we promise you'll feel right at home. Here are your hosts, Annette and Sarah.
Hello, welcome to another great week. I am Sarah Karakayan.
I'm Annette Grant, and together we are...
Thanks for visiting. Let's start this episode like we do every week, Annette. Who are we sharing?
All right. You guys know, it's our hashtag, STR Share Sunday. And I pull out your phone if you don't have it out, because this one, say it every week, but check it out. It's at Tiny Mountain Cabin. Again, that's at Tiny Mountain Cabin, all one word, and... wow, it's gorgeous. You're going to go to their feed and see how amazing it is.
600 square feet of really thought out space.
Well designed.
So they allow six people?
Mm-hmm. Six guests.
Six guests. There are four beds. Mm-hmm. Is that right?
Only one proper bedroom.
Right.
They have a loft, an open loft.
Right.
And that has two twin beds, a queen size bed, and then a sleeper sofa.
Right.
And so when you see their place, it has a very steep, like slanted roof. So they really only have room for that one full bedroom. But number one, I love their exterior paint color. I'm sure if we dug in their Instagram, we could see what it is.
It's like a dark, dark gray, like moody. An iron ore, you guys, from Sherwin Williams, something like that. So it's definitely that really, you know, people are embracing those darker exterior colors. And I love it in the middle of, because it's got like, it's in the middle of the woods, a forest, some sort of nature. And it's just a really cool juxtaposition between that and all the green trees.
It's in North Georgia, hosted by Meg. And one of the things I'm going to let you know, like they had 56 pictures in their listing. And I thought, I was like, whoa. But guess what?
Everyone draws you in.
I went through every single one. The one that really caught my eye, they have one with like a vintage travel bag laying on the bed. It's nice leather. And I was like, I can totally see myself dropping my bag on the bed before, you know, when I check in. So they just did a really good, great job of telling a story to potential guests. And we just think they're nailing it.
So if you want to be featured by us on the podcast, all you have to do is use our hashtag #STRShareSunday while you're sharing your short-term rental. We are prowling that hashtag every day, filing away great shares for future episodes. So we'd love to share you. Make sure you use the hashtag #STRShareSunday the next time you share an image of your space on Instagram.
And listeners, go give them a follow and like a bunch of their photos and heart their listing. Let's help each other out. Give everybody some love, because that's what we want to do here at
Absolutely.
Thanks for Visiting.
All right. Should we get on to the show today, Annette?
Well, let's do it.
So this is following an interview we just had talking about location rentals.
Yes. And if you haven't, it was a prior episode with Brett and Ashley Nobles about location rentals. And kind of just all timed up really well. Sarah and I did a photo shoot yesterday in
one of our Airbnbs. And it just really got us thinking at the end of the day when we were cleaning up that, holy smokes, I think you guys have heard me chat in way earlier episodes. I just charged the nightly rental because I was like, why would I charge more?
To someone who comes to you and says, hey, and I can I use short-term rental as a shoot for a commercial? Or, and we're in Columbus, Ohio, so there are local businesses here. This one, we won't share the name of it, but they're a pretty well-known national brand. And they asked Net if they could shoot, was it 3 days they were there?
So.
And Net was very passionate about just charging them her normal nightly rate.
Stupid. So
yeah,
stupid.
I mean, you know, but there's no one out there. This is a while ago. And, you know, I know where your heart was at.
Right. But that's why I want to share. We want to share with everybody today, you're leaving a lot of money on the table. And not only money, there's a lot of liability. So we're going to walk through some of the things that I've had a lot of photo shoots at my place, but I've never actually, you know, attended them. And so yesterday when we were in the thick of ours, I was like, holy smokes, this is a big production. I mean, and it was Sarah and I, but we had a photographer, we had a videographer, we had someone doing our makeup. So right there, we had 5 people in
just
this
for
space.
Little Sarah, yeah. And just Net, so thanks for visiting shoot.
So it's like, wait a second, if it was maybe a normal guest, it might be 1 or 2.
Right.
And I just, as the day progressed with all of these people and, you know, coffees and food and snacks and new clothes with tags and all the, like, everything that was brought in from our equipment to the videographer's equipment to the photographer's equipment to the makeup artist, like, there was stuff in every room of the house. There wasn't one part of the house. I mean, I think there was maybe one bedroom that we didn't use, but a normal guest might not ever sit at the dining room table, there was a window well, or like use a desk. We used every inch.
And how we used it too is just very different, right? So, you know, we don't tell our guests how to use our space other than like behave and keep it legal. But other than that, you know, they're going in there to have a nightly stay, even if they're staying for a week. It's just different. So let's talk about those differences. Mm-hmm. Obviously, Annette and I said, like, we used every single square inch of the space. And because, you know, we host them, I trust myself to lift up a chair and move it across the room or a table or like angle the couch or what have you. But that's something you have to ask yourself, listeners, if you were inspired by last week's conversation about location rentals, there are a lot of things to consider that production entails, like moving furniture and making it look good for their photo. Is that something you're willing to accommodate? And if it is, who's going to be doing the moving? Mm-hmm. Obviously there's got to be a contract to sign for liability purposes. And is there an extra charge for rearranging the space or bringing in furniture or props or light? Like bringing in things that, I mean, I know Annette, when you had that big shoot with that national brand, like, didn't they like have a drone like flying through the place?
Yeah, they had a drone flying. They actually did permanent damage to the walls because they had like lighting or some temporary stuff that they brought in like maybe like command strips that didn't slide off like as easy as they wanted.
Themselves just really,
yeah. So, it was like, I ended up hanging something over it because it was like, I was going to have a drywaller in and, you know, to have it fixed. So I encourage everyone, this is what this episode is about. I've actually completely changed my mind on what you charge for photo shoots. And I absolutely do believe it should be an hourly rate. Sarah and I checked in on some other local spots that are strictly content production and their hourly rate. It depended on how many people, right?
How many people? But here's the thing in it. So we checked a couple places and they were all around 500 square feet. So think like a small one bedroom apartment. And a lot of them had, you know, white cinder block or cinder blocks that were painted white or like just plain white drywall and like white oak floor. So yes, it's a nice blank canvas, but that's it, you guys. It's a blank canvas. And if you wanted to rent chairs or a table or access like their coffee area, or there's a bathroom, I believe, but
bathroom, but no kitchen.
It's a blank slate. Right. And it was anywhere from $50 to $75 an hour up to 10 people.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the things that, you know, Sarah and I were noticing yesterday too, of like the photos that we were having taken, they're going to be
building our business.
Yeah, they're helping us build our business.
It's an asset.
And they are, it's going to be an asset to our company moving forward for a really long time. So that was the other part of truly to put, they'll hopefully be invaluable to us, you know, like we needed those photos. I can't imagine how many times we're going to use those in the future. That's something too, that's very different from someone, you know, just
you're using it for commercial purposes, mm-hmm. right? And mm-hmm. so anything used for commercial purposes just has a different price tag on it. Mm-hmm. And I've actually had clients who've wanted to accommodate photographers, just like small photographers looking to do mini sessions or looking to do couples sessions. Mm-hmm. And these hosts are so gung-ho on also being able to rent it out for the night. And if you're pricing appropriately, you wouldn't be worried about mm-hmm. kicking the photographer out at a certain time so you can get in there and make sure it's tight to have a nightly guest. Like you could just let the photographer have a great experience, charge them appropriately because they will be charging their clients a markup for the location. So, you know, I just don't want any of you listeners out there getting taken advantage of by these production companies who know that like they're not dealing with professional
rental or
or people who, exactly
commercial businesses. And that is another thing too that I did wise up to is like so many people would always ask me for a discount.
Oh,
I'm only going to be in there for an hour. I'm only, it's like,
oh,
okay,
that
like,
is, yeah.
Nope. It doesn't matter. And that's where you do want to have some, depending on your location, have a memorized, you know, message that you can send that's very clear on your specifications for location rental, because that is what you're doing there. But for instance, like we had to have a full clean done after yesterday. Like we couldn't just, like, when someone tells you, oh, I'll leave it exactly like I left it. It's like, you're going to use the bathrooms. We're going to need to
I mean, it's cool. Love to lay on the beds. Yeah. They love to, like, get their feet up on there. And it's like, that's not fair to the next guest who is paying for a clean space that's going from laundry to, you know, the washer dryer to the bed and not have another human being rolling around in it, whether it's on top or underneath it. So that's a really good point is that some of these photographers or videographers or content creators will love to tell you, number one, just a couple hours. And number two, they're going to leave it just like they found it. And then I've gone into situations like that and found the bed, you know, I had to remake the bed. Mm-hmm. Or, you know, I opened up my cabinets and they had used a glass for a prop. And so now I've got to go back in those cabinets.
We used coffee mugs.
And now it being COVID, like you can't just handle a glass and put it back in the cabinet. Like mm-hmm. things need to be disinfected. So, and, you know, I think that's, for a long time, it's got to be like that. So
other things I noticed, like we used all of the hangers. We used the iron and ironing board. Like I can't tell you how many guests you can host that will never touch the iron and ironing.
Used the space.
Like really used the space.
I am not going to let a photographer or their team be responsible for my guest's first impression, you know, who's going to stay overnight, right? Mm-hmm. Like, so my team has to go back in there and get it back to square one. And there's a cost in that, right? So I'm not coming across as like location rentals are bad. They're an amazing thing.
No, I think
I just want to.
Well, let's follow that up. We couldn't have gotten the content. We haven't seen anything yet, but this is where I do want to champion the location rentals and also what a short-term rental would provide for photographers. The amount of content that we shot yesterday would have been multiple different places. Like we wouldn't have been able to do, we wouldn't have been able to get all of the photos that we got yesterday without it being at a short-term rental.
Let's pretend, Annette, we did book that studio space, like the white cinder blocks and the white oak floors with like, you could rent chairs and tables. We couldn't have had, you guys.
It would have been thousands of dollars.
Because we would have had to bring in, so one time for my website shoot, my other business website shoot, I rented a photographer studio and I asked my photographer, we brought in a couch, we brought in a chair, I brought in faux curtains, art.
Like, yep.
Plants, decor, mm-hmm. books. I mean,
ooh, these are all good. These are good. This is the stuff that you have to think about.
Getting
for sure.
That beforehand, loading up your truck. If you have a truck, if you don't, you got to get a U-Haul or something to bring it to the location site, setting it up, breaking it down, cleaning up. You know what I mean? Like
you're providing
a short-term rental. We didn't have to worry about that yesterday. Mm-hmm. We waltzed in. I think we started getting ready with the makeup girl at 10.
That's true. We also could get started right away. We didn't have to worry. If it was our own places, we would have had to worry about like cleaning and mm-hmm. getting things all organized. But because that's the other part too, listeners, you can utilize short-term rentals as photography. You know, I don't know what your professions are or host, you know, if you're hosting and doing other things, they are a great place to go and shoot photos. One idea that I did see specifically, someone that we had highlighted a long time ago, Chicken Inn on Main, they have family portraits, which mm-hmm. I think this is really smart. If you could get with a local photographer, they do family portraits during the holidays, but they have this amazing front porch and they just rent that out by like the half an hour or hour. And that is a great idea. And I know people do that in their homes also. So families can get like a different picture on a different sofa. Like, hey kids, let's get cleaned up and go there versus trying to do it in your own home. Right. It just doesn't work like that. But I encourage everybody to be super, this is one of those times like with last week's episode, like really get creative and think about how your space can be used because maybe it isn't, you know, you're going to be a full-time short-term rental host. Maybe you do want to just host photo shoots and there's a way that you could use your property to do that because, I mean, yesterday we actually felt the power of having a space to be able to
create. It was great. It made our experience much better. Let's go back, Annette, really quick to your point of having, you know, you said have it ready. Have a pre-composed note.
Message.
Yep. Thank you. Okay. Oh my gosh. So listeners, I want you to like, you know, if this is something that would interest you, sit down, call a few local places, see how many square feet you get, mm-hmm. what is included, what's not included, what those up charges would be. And then I want you to have your own little business plan. And when I say business plan, it's a Word doc, one page. How much are you an hour? Mm-hmm. What's included? What's not included? What can they do? What can't they do? Is it from 10 a.m. until 6 p.m. with a minimum? Mm-hmm. It's still being hourly, mm-hmm. you know? What does this mean to you so that when you will get reached out to on Instagram, or I'm sorry, on Airbnb by a photographer, videographer, and hopefully eventually you dial this in that you're reaching out to them and saying, hey, I have this opportunity for you, mm-hmm. But have it dialed in now so that you're not caught off guard when someone messages you and you're like, I don't know.
And if you're a host that is actually going out to try to get guests or businesses, like this is something you could reach out to local businesses and say, hey, here's my place. This is what I offer. You could be, you know, reaching out and trying to bring those in. Because again, do some math. If you are charging $50 an hour for an 8-hour day or a 6-hour day, you can kind of start to think how that impacts your numbers. I will, just a funny side note story. Hosts beware. My first photo shoot ever, I was not prepared for. And it was actually when I was still like physically checking, like meeting.
Okay.
And that's when I should have learned because I was like, oh my gosh, he brought so many lights, like just he had gear. I actually helped him bring all the gear in, but he was a boudoir photographer. And before I even knew what he shot, like when I was excited because he was my first, I was like, hey, like maybe we can work out something. You know, if you do this, this is so I didn't know what I was doing. Maybe we could work out some deals. You could come in and shoot before the guests. So I thought I could kind of double dip, like have a photo shoot.
No, you're not alone on that.
Well, listeners, I'm just letting you know this is exactly what happened. It was boudoir photography. My windows open up to a huge courtyard.
Oh, gosh.
He wanted all the natural light. There were pretty much naked girls they were females, and on my beds with self-tanner, with glitter,
Yeah, you got to know those details. What is going down?
Needless to say, that whole like deal I had like got super excited about beforehand, I never let him shoot again. And I had to be really careful asking. I had to tread lightly on what type of photo shoots were going on because that the makeup and the self-tanner and the glittering, I would have much rather had an overnight guest.
Oh, do you want to talk about the photographer that I had at one of my places?
Oh, which way?
Which they did photographs of pregnant.
Oh, ooh, yeah.
Which is great. Like, I celebrate the moms out there. But you guys, I saw these pictures and it's women who don't have any clothes on and they're just in their natural state, living their best life being pregnant and, you know, sitting on your leather sofas or in the beds and,
oh shoot,
you know, and then they tag the short-term rental too, which we otherwise incur, which actually, you know, I'm not mad, but it's just something you have to think about your brand. You know what I mean? Like then there are nude photos with your Airbnb's tag on it. You know, on Instagram, beautiful professional shots, nothing to be ashamed of, but you know, you just have to think about those things.
Yeah. Because look, we both have, you know, occurrences and think about this, listeners, truly think about this. For any sort of photography like that, beds are very like nice to have. That's where I think historically they were normally done in hotels. And now Airbnb has opened up this whole new like world for photo shoots, which we're talking about. But yeah, I would just really understand what was going on. I don't still know if I'm allowed to say, but did not charge properly. I had like one of the most famous drag queens do a photo shoot. Like, yeah. It was RuPaul's runway.
Okay.
Right. Like, I think she won.
Okay.
I should post those on Thanks for Visiting Instagram at some point in time. But again, awesome shoot. I didn't upcharge. And it was like, I had to sign a confidentiality because it was like
a big deal.
It was a big deal. But again, the amount of costumes, like I was cleaning up glitter and feathers.
Oh, sure.
And just a sequence.
Yeah.
All of the furniture was moved around because it was a multiple day shoot.
Yeah.
And I mean, I will say the photos were lights out, but I didn't even know who it was. Like they wouldn't even tell me who it was. So I don't know if that was smart. That probably wasn't smart either now that I'm thinking about it. And honestly,
this is why we have the podcast net so we can just share.
The only reason I even knew is she is so famous that my co-host follows her on Instagram. And she was like, I think this was the person that we had to sign the non-disclosure. And so take another lesson from me of like, I can't believe I allowed that. Now that I think about it,
I didn't
even know.
What your nightly rate was back then for that unit?
Yeah, it was probably like $150 or something.
And then what's your cleaning fee? What would you
invest? It was only $50.
So $200 a day these people got. Oh no, $150 a day and then one
cleaning
fee.
And also another,
oh my gosh.
Right, and also just FYI, the photographer was coming in from another city and so was this, the artist no longer lives, I don't think resides in Columbus. So they both like flew in for the for the
stay
shoot.
In one of your other units?
No, the photographer, she was lovely and we texted after. She was great. She stayed in the actual loft and then they shot during the day.
So she stayed on site.
So she stayed. And I think the star stayed. The star, my place wasn't good enough for the star. They stayed. but again, learn that lesson from me of like, you probably should know because
you need to know what's going on in your homes.
Especially like I know some of my neighbors were like, Annette, there is some wild, crazy costumes coming in. Oh, my
neighbors.
The boudoir. My neighbors reached out to me because they're like, do you know
what's going on?
They're like halfway, like that's how I, so before I went to clean, and I don't know if I would have known boudoir, like, if I just cleaned, like I would have known self-tanner, like, oh, it's a photo shoot. Like like the person probably got a spray tan.
Right.
But I only knew it was boudoir because two reasons. my neighbor was like, hey. Were like,
there are naked people.
Because I was very new host. They were like, hey, do you know there's like a guy? And he was like, there's a young girl like in, like looked, but she was, oh gosh, I don't know. But anyways, there's someone getting photos taken. She doesn't have very many clothes on. And then they actually, another thing with both the artist and the boudoir, they used the whole building. And this is a public building, like
no, that's not
with
okay.
a rooftop and a courtyard. They were, and there was a lot, there was, this building has a lot of great places yeah. to take photos. They used them. And so that was another thing too. But so that tipped me off to it, my neighbors. Thank you, neighbors. Secondarily, I actually got the first guy when I was chatting out, oh, let's do more. Like, he gave me his Instagram handle, but I didn't really look at his Instagram handle until like later that day. Yeah. And when my neighbor was like, these are the type of photos. So then I went to his Instagram and I was like, oh my gosh.
Which, you know what I mean? Like, let's tell our listeners how we could have handled it differently. Obviously, charged appropriately. Mm-hmm. There's nothing wrong with boudoir photos as long as they're like on the up and up. And he had an Instagram account,
absolutely.
So I'm assuming his business was great
and
solid and safe and all that kind of good stuff. So charge appropriately. Perhaps notify the immediate guests or if listeners, if you have a single family home and you're going to be having a photographer bringing lights and stuff in, you would not let your neighbors know, even if their property isn't going to be invaded. And then obviously have boundaries for the production team. Like, the rest of this building belongs to residents. We cannot, you know, it is a different price and a different person we need to speak to have you go on our rooftop or have you go in our hallways.
Absolutely. I have a friend who's a professional photographer and he stayed at a place in Palm Springs, but it was just him and his boyfriend. But he's a photographer, so he always has his camera and he was out shooting some photos and they were just doing an overnight stay. Well, their neighbor is friends with the host and they're like, hey, they're shooting photos. And the host, I didn't get it at the time, but now I get it. They called him and was like, look, there are no photo shoots. Like, you have to get those cleared with us because it turns, like, it was a really nice Palm Springs house. It was like hourly or like it.
Because that host knew the value of those photos that he was taking.
But again, it was the neighbor.
Yeah.
So depending on how close you are with your neighbors, like, hey, it's not only like if you see more people, it's like if you see like gear or equipment or something like that.
Right.
And I will tell listeners, this is going to be happening a lot. Like, this is going to be a thing. It's already a thing and it's just going to skyrocket as time goes by with content creators on all the platforms. So be prepared for that.
Just sit down, you know, after you get off this episode tonight, the next day, figure out what would be an appropriately hourly fee and start writing down all those things that you'd be worried about and how you can, you know, mitigate those situations and charge extra and just have a business plan ready. So when either you get reached out to or you're ready to pitch your home to local photographers, you have a plan in place, you have boundaries in place, mm-hmm. you know exactly what you have to offer and how awesome that is for content creators to come to one place, have everything they need mm-hmm. to create a ton of different looks and backgrounds and backdrops for whatever kind of content they're creating.
And hopefully we armed you with some tools. Like if they're like, oh, well, we're not going to use this. You can say, no, I know historically with shoots, like you're probably going to use, I want you to use almost everything in your house and you are going to end up using it more than
you may or may not get inspired. Yeah. And if you would like to shoot in our home, you will be paying for the entire property. So,
and listeners, we don't normally do this. We need to start doing this, but DM us or send us some emails if you've had like, if you have photo shoot experience and any advice that we can give or any, you know, lessons learned in like that, in the location rental style of your space, or if it's been, you know, what's the most interesting thing? I'm going to have to make a lot of notes because I've had some really...
My favorite was finding a pregnant lady, legs spread on Instagram.
Nude.
With my short-term rental tagged on it.
Yeah.
Beautiful photo. It was really a well-done photo. And the mom was living her best life.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know.
There you go.
Didn't expect it. Annette, you know who we need to have on the show is the director of a production. Like, what do they look for when they're perusing? There's an app called Peerspace, listeners, that isn't catching on yet in Columbus. We're still getting DMs from photographers on Instagram and or Airbnb. But I feel like Peerspace will get more, or in apps like it will get more of their heyday. But I want to get someone on there who is perusing and see what they look for. Mm-hmm. Because if you want to be seen as a location rental, what are some really cool things that you could highlight in your photography, or mm-hmm. what kind of, you know, obviously want the best price possible, but let's talk about like realistically what extras are charged, you know, all the sorts of things. I bet you could learn a lot about this from,
your rental income space.
Yes, thank you. Your rental. And yeah.
Again, the thing about it could be potential business month. There's a very high rate of this person returning, especially if they're a professional in your town.
So your rental income. I didn't want to forget that word. Yourrentalincomespace.com. If you go there, it is all about location rentals. They know way more than we do. We've had very little experience, but we wanted to share it with you.
And we have our coupon code. It's TFE30, I believe, for 30% off their program.
We'll include it in the show notes.
We'll link that. Mm-hmm. But this one's been fun actually to think about. And then hopefully you'll see some of our photos from our photo shoot.
Yeah, listeners, depending on when you're listening to this, right now it's August 2020. We have a new website that's going to be out probably November of mm-hmm. 2020. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And we're really excited. We've got some plans in place to keep getting you guys education and content at your fingertips so you can be the best hosts you can be.
All right. Well, thanks for listening. We appreciate every one of you.
I am Sarah Karakayan.
I am Annette Grant. And together we are
Thanks for visiting. We'll talk to you next week.
Thanks for listening to the Thanks for Visiting podcast. Head on over to the show notes for this episode at thanksforvisiting.me. If you're looking to take your listing to the next level and show your guests how much you care, be sure to check out our line of thoughtful hosting products, from hosting checklists to custom mugs to toilet paper stickers. We've got you covered. And if you love our show, remember, sharing is caring. Please hit that subscribe button and leave us a review. Awesome reviews help us bring you awesome content. Thanks for tuning in, and we look forward to hanging out with you next week. Thanks for visiting.
Ever wonder what it would be like to have personalized guidance from Annette and me? Imagine achieving the same incredible results we helped Amy achieve, increasing her overall revenue by a staggering 187% by diving into her biz numbers. Or perhaps you'd love to boost your hosting business like Miranda, who added a fantastic $10,000 by refining her pet policy. Well, here's a scoop. There's only one way to get that one-on-one support from Annette, myself, our expert coaches, and our industry pros is by attending our on-demand workshop. Trust us, it's worth it. During the workshop, we'll make an offer to all of our attendees to join our membership. Once you're a part of our exclusive membership, you'll gain access to our elite community of hosts in our private Facebook group. This is where the magic truly happens. Members are engaging in discussions about their business numbers, occupancy rates, how to handle guest challenges, and providing unwavering support to one another. Plus, we will have live coaching calls to help you dive deeper into portfolio growth, team building, marketing, and so much more. Don't wait any longer. Head on over to www.hostmasterclass.com right now to secure your spot and embark on this exciting journey with us. That's www.hostmasterclass.com. Trust us, you won't regret it.